Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, oftentimes when we talk about either the manosphere or being a bachelor or going our own way or doing our own thing, it's automatically assumed that either number one, we don't have very much luck with dating and so we're butthurt and we kind of quit. Another thing is we're pictured as just kind of losers in general. And a lot of times people jump on here either in comments or in other articles and they call us out and they call us names. And I don't think they really understand who or what kind of guys follow this material. So as I was crawling around the web in my usual fashion, looking for interesting things to talk about, this was something that this screenshot that I'm going to post was actually something that was on Reddit in the men's going their own way forums. But it's from the female dating strategy, which we also make fun of on a kind of regular basis. But this is kind of interesting, so I wanted to talk about this, and I'm going to record it. It says here, the red pillars, plate spinners, and walking among us, and we don't even know it. Ladies, I just saw a dude reading the Rational Mail on my flight. Right there, out in the open. Wasn't even hiding it. It's essentially a book dedicated to the plate theory, and I'll explain what that is. I'm shocked. Also, this isn't in America. So if we come over to Amazon's page here for the Rational Mail, you can see here is 1,500 reviews. A very good book. I've never read it myself. I've been meaning to, but I've been relatively busy for that. It says Rational Mail is a rational and pragmatic approach to intergender dynamics and the social and psychological underpinning of intergender relations. The book is compiled 10-year core writing of author blogger Rollo Tomasi from the rationalmail.com. He's one of the leading voices in globally growing male-focused online consortium known as the Manosphere. Outlined are the concepts of positive masculinity, the feminine imperative, plate theory, operative social conventions, and the core psychological theory behind game awareness and red pill ideology. Tomasi explains and outlines the principles of intergender social dynamics and foundational reasoning behind them. When she talks about, I can't believe he's reading this book out in the open. See, they know what the Rational Mail is, but everybody else doesn't. You know, not everybody is on Twitter. Not everybody is on, as a matter of fact, only 2% of Americans are heavily involved in Twitter. And not everybody's on Reddit. So to anybody else seeing him read that book, they may think it's a story. I mean, the Rational Mail, it sounds like if it's a leather-bound copy, like it was in that image there, they're going to think he's just reading a regular book. And this isn't, like, again, she makes it sound like he's reading something that's horrid, but it really isn't. Anyway, plate theory is the idea of dating this person and keeping contact with her and reaching out and going on dates and doing things with her. And that keeps the plate spinning, the relationship spinning. And then while you're doing that, you're also looking for other people to date. And if you find someone, another woman to date, you start interacting with her. And now you've got two plates and then three and four. But the theory behind that is that if you have enough plates spinning and enough women in your life, should one fall off, you've got so many other plates going that you don't even worry about it. In many cases, I think that's some of what women are doing today. I don't personally, I've done it in the past. I've dated multiple women at once, and it's a lot of work for very little return. So it's not for me, but nothing wrong with it. You know, you do you. Anyway, we'll continue on. She says, firstly, I didn't know that this was considered literature. I thought it was the plate theory was a bunch of online redneck or neck. Firstly, I didn't know that this was considered literature. I thought the plate theory was a bunch of online neckbeard and nice guy rambles. It's not. But this is how the community is seen. That's a bunch of with nice guys, or whether it's guys that don't have any luck, or neckbeards, as she calls them. But she doesn't understand the same thing, that there are many men, many of you guys, as a matter of fact. I've seen your posts. You know, a lot of you guys are tall, successful. I've heard from doctors and lawyers and engineers and welders and businessmen and salesmen. And, you know, you guys have tons of different vocations. And some of you are very tall and very successful with women and others of you aren't, but we're all involved in this in some way or another, those of you that are on this channel. But they all view us as one group of men, and the same thing that anybody views the manosphere. A bunch of sad losers that don't, you know, you just haven't had luck with women, you just don't know how it is, and you need to get there out there and man up and get dating and don't, you know, stop being a loser. Well, we all know that's not how it is. And she, apparently she's shocked to find out that normal men are part of the manosphere. She says, I didn't think someone would take months or even over a year to write such a book. I didn't know that an editor in their right mind would actually accept such garbage. She's never read it. She's making a judgment based on all assumptions. She's never read the book. Had she read the book, I think she would be surprised to understand that it's just a different way to look at dating and being a man and being masculine and things like that. Secondly, this dude was in his mid to late 20s and fairly decent looking, well-groomed, dressed fine, average to above average looking guy. So she had to talk herself into that. Did you hear that? Fairly decent looking in one sentence later became average to above average looking guy. She can't even accept what her own eyes are seeing. Not a hint of incel or TRP in appearance. He was also traveling with a woman. That's the scary part. They were a bit too friendly to be cousins or coworkers. They weren't touching or kissing, so technically they could have been just friends. No, more than likely he was dating her. And again, she probably had no idea what the book was, or even if she did, he would have said, you know, it's about understanding women, understanding how women think and what they want and what they find important. And were she to ask him, he'd probably tell the women lots of what we talk about here, about the things we talk about here. But you notice again, she was just utterly shocked that a normal, good-looking, well-dressed, successful guy would be interested in this kind of content or this kind of information. Yet here we are. And so many times, again, that assumption is just wrong. They assume losers. But anyways, back to the appearance. This is what scared me. The type of guys that read and believe in this crap are walking and working around us. They're becoming our friends and our lovers. Yes, guys can be manipulative, harmful, etc., but for some reason, it never dawned on me that a relatively attractive man could spend time and money indulging in this crap. Yes, normal men that you probably would like to date, the guy that you're winking at and tossing your, twirling your hair, I guess I'd twirling your hair, and trying to get his attention, that's just completely ignoring you and doing his own thing and not paying you any mind, or the guy that you slide up to at the bar who gives you the once up and the once down and says hi and maybe even slightly polite to you, and you try to strike him up in conversation and he just nods his head and then walks away and doesn't give you a second glance. Those guys aren't necessarily blowing you off because of your looks or the way you talk to them. They just know the game. So this is starting to spread and it's continuing to spread. And a lot of times we talk about the going your own way kind of thing on forums and different things, but just in general, the idea of understanding the nature of dating today is spreading quickly. And that's a testament. I mean, if you look at Coach Red Pill, last I checked, he had like 265,000 subscribers. That's a quarter of a million of men who are interested in learning how to, on how to date and how to understand women and how to think about the situation and how to be good, strong men. Look at Jordan Peterson, same thing. You take my fellow YouTubers, Coach Greg Adams is the same thing. You look at Donovan Sharp, same thing. And there are many, many more. I mean, TFM, you look at Sandman, you look at Happy Humble Hermit, Tom Likas. There's so many of them that are out there. And so there's vast amounts of men that are your average, everyday, normal guys learning about this stuff. And it's and why are we learning about it? It's because, number one, to make us happy, to make us understand that life can be so much more satisfying than chasing after a little bit of fun. But it's also a self-defense mechanism. We need to learn how to take care of ourselves so we don't get run over in today's atmosphere. So her last bit here. How the heck do we interact with someone knowing that there's a possibility that they're reading this book in their free time? Now I'm going to question every guy I meet even more. So because they understand women's nature, that I guess makes them a threat or makes them something to worry about. You should be. But in the same token, there was a picture I saw on 9gag, I think it was. And it was just it was a white picture or white background. It had a guy kind of leaning in and like, hey, pointing at the camera. And it was just a screenshot that could have been used as an advertisement. And I said, hey, you guys, if you're interested in dating and want to know how women think, head on over to Reddit Female Dating Strategy. And you can learn all about what women are looking for in men and how to become a successful man that they can date. Obviously being very sarcastic, but pointing them to basically the same thing that actually very extreme version of kind of the manosphere. So, you know, when you boil it down, I think it's quite common, and this is why it doesn't bother me when people come on, whether it's my channel or other places, and they call us names and they say that we're losers or we're this or that. They just have no idea that many of us have not only learned the game, played the game, the dating game, and eventually learned that it's not worth playing anymore, and so we just kind of tapped out. But it's definitely striking home that they're starting to understand that we're not the basement dweller computer geek living in his mom's basement that they thought they were. And I thought I'd get a kick out of that and share this story with you guys tonight. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below, and thank you for those that have. And of course, again, the best way you can support me is to like, comment, share, subscribe, and maybe check out some of my older content as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And sometimes you just got to laugh when they realize that at some point we're going to win the game. ¶¶